We began with the Syrian forces that made significant gains against foreign-backed militants in Aleppo. The Syrian government says the army has regained all three military academies previously captured by the militants in the northern city. The strategic gains enable the government forces to again lay a siege to militant-held parts of Aleppo and cut the militant supply lines there. So-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has also confirmed the report. Militants took control of the three military academies last month. Aleppo has been divided between government forces in the west and foreign-backed militants in the east over the past 4 years. Possible recapture of militant-held half of the city has been described as the biggest strategic prize for the Syrian army in the war thus far. And updating us out of Damascus is Press TV's own Muhammad Ali. Hey, Muhammad, can you please give us an update? And please tell our viewers why Aleppo is of such importance for the Syrian government to liberate, Muhammad.
Yes, the Syrian Army Command officially announced that it has taken full control of the three military academies south of Aleppo City, those academies which the terrorists infiltrated to and took control of just last month, in order to break a siege that the Syrian Army at that time imposed on the terrorists who are in the eastern parts of Aleppo. Now the Syrian Army is in full control of those military academies and cut all of those supply lines that those terrorists opened with the eastern parts of Aleppo. Now, once again, the terrorists held up in the eastern quarters of Aleppo are again under full siege by the Syrian army. Now, of course, Aleppo is a very important city for the Syrian army and for the sides that are fighting for it, also the terrorist sides, because we know that Aleppo is a very close city to the borders with Turkey, and this is actually one of the main strongholds. It has been one of the main strongholds for the terrorists over there. They've been getting easily all of the support they need, whether whether weapons, ammunition, or any kind of support from the border borders with Turkey. And they have been positioning and strengthening their positions in Aleppo in order to launch other attacks in Syria. So this is why this is a very important city for the terrorists. And of course, by defeating them, the Syrian army would be inflicting heavy losses by defeating them in the city of Aleppo. Now, after laying once again this siege and imposing this siege on the terrorists there, we're expecting that those terrorists will have only two options, either surrender for the Syrian army or actually get killed in the clashes there, because at the end of the day, they're going to be running out of their ammunition and out of anything they have inside those quarters, because they are under tight siege over there.
And Muhammad, I know you've been on the ground there with the military on quite a few occasions. Have you got any kind of word on a timeline or some kind of estimate as to when the Syrian forces believe they'll be able to liberate eastern Aleppo, which in effect would be all of Aleppo? Any idea?
Well, usually since the start of the unrest, the Syrian government or the Syrian army never speaks about any timeline, because at the end of the day, no one knows what would happen on the ground. Developments might change at any second. For example, when the Syrian army imposed that siege on the terrorists last month, we saw that hundreds of terrorists gathered from Idlib and from the borders with Turkey and attacked Syrian army positions. So no one can tell or give a timeline for any military operation on the ground. However, if the Syrian army strengthens its positions and prevents any kind of such possible offensive by the terrorists, similar to the one that happened last month, and continues to impose that siege on the terrorists inside, definitely we would be soon seeing a full defeat for the terrorists in Aleppo.
Thank you for your update and your report there, Muhammad. That's Muhammad Ali, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Damascus.